for holding this this meeting. Chairman Yesko, you're undoubtedly aware of the letter that was sent to the White House to the Chief of Staff dated October 13, 2011. There's five very serious charges in there. Number one, intimidating and bullied senior career staff. True or false?
I have not bullied and intimidated career staff.
True or false, ordered staff to withhold or modify policy information and recommendations intended to for transmission to the commission?
There is one occasion in which I discussed with a very senior manager a recommendation that he wanted to make on an issue. And
so only one time in the history of your time there?
Correct, and I have a
next
record.
One, true or false, attempted to intimidate the Advisory Committee on Reactor Safeguards, the legislative, anyway, it goes on. True or false?
False.
True or false, ignored the will of the majority of the Commission, contrary to the statutory functions of the Commission?
I have never ignored the will of the majority in an area that is a Commission
I'll
policy.
Take that as a false. True or false, interacted with us, his fellow Commissioners, with such intemperance and disrespect that the Commission no longer functions as effectively as it should?
Well, I'm a very passionate person about safety, and I often engage my colleagues in discussions and about safety, and that's been my style and my practice.
So in other words, they're all wrong and you're exactly right.
I've listened very carefully to the concerns of my colleagues,
and you've done nothing wrong.
I've listened very carefully to the concerns of my colleagues, and I'm certainly very interested in continuing the dialogue with them to better understand how we are not communicating effectively. And in fact, as I believe Mr. Taylor indicated.
Let me continue. My time is short, and I appreciate that, but it doesn't seem like any sort of repentance or concern for this. Now, are you telling me that the there was an office of the Inspector General did a report dated June 6, 2011, page 44, and I'm extracting a quote out of it, a portion of a sentence, quote, he strategically provided three of the four commissioners with varying amounts of information, unquote. Would you disagree with that?
Well, the Inspector General found ultimately that my actions were consistent with the law. They were consistent with Commission
policy. Do you agree or disagree with the Inspector General, who is an independent person, who came in and looked at this and said that you gave people varying amounts of information?
I disagree with that assessment.